请我们看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
我们从第一节念到第七节。
We will read from verse 1 through verse 7.
我把中文念一遍，然后我请我的弟兄把英文念一遍。
I'll read Chinese once, and my brother shall read English once.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可去的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一当人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得圣的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To the angels, to the angel of the assembly in Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lamps. I know thy works,and thy labor, and thine endurance, and that thou cannot bear evil. And thou hast tried them, who say that they themselves apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and endurest, and hast borne for my name's sake, and hast not wearied. But I have against thee, that thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. But if not,I am coming to thee, and will remove thy lamp out of its place, except thou shalt repent. But this thou hast, and thou hatest the works of Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你，我们可以奉着你的名在这里聚会。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you that we can gather together in your name.
我们相信你是可信的主。
We believe that you are the faithful God.
你要照着你所说的话与我们同在。
And you shall be with us according to your own word.
主，我们渴慕你的同在胜过渴慕一切。
Lord, we long for your presence more than anything.
主，我们如果有你的同在，我们就活了。
Lord, if we have your presence, we are alive.
如果我们失去你的同在，我们就如死人一般。
If we lose your presence, we are just like dead men.
我们感谢赞美你，当你与我们同在的时候。
We thank you and praise you when you are with us.
你的灵就向我们说话。
Your spirit speaks to us.
所以我们仰望你，今天晚上借着你的灵向我们说话。
So we look to you that tonight you speak to us through your spirit.
求你开通我们的耳朵。
May you open our ears.
开启我们的心窍。
Open our hearts.
让我们看见你自己的荣耀。
So that we can see your own glory.
叫我们扑倒在你的面前。
That we can fall before you.
俯伏敬拜你。
And we pray, we worship you.
因为你是永远可称颂的主。
Because you are the admirable God.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
在这七封书信的里面
In the seven letters,
我们看见在每一封书信的末了
We see that at the end of each letter
都有这样的一句话
There is this sentence
圣灵向众教会所说的话
What the Spirit says to the assemblies
凡有耳的 就应当听。
He that has an ear, let him hear.
圣灵向众教会所说的话。
The Spirit says to the churches.
因为主在教会的中间。
Because the Lord is among the churches.
所以圣灵才有话语。
Then the Spirit has words for us.
我们知道在启示录第一章给我们看见说。
We know that the, in the first chapter of Revelation, we are shown.
约翰他在巴马的海岛上。
John was on the island of Patmos.
他得着一个异象。
And he saw a vision.
他看见七个金灯台。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
有一位好像人子在七个金灯台的中间。
In the midst of them, there was one as the Son of Man.
这一位就是那位升天的基督。
And this is the risen Lord, Christ.
这一位升天的基督，他在教会的中间。
This risen Christ is among the churches.
他不但在这个七个灯台的中间。
Not only he is among the seven golden lampstands.
并且他行走在这个七个灯台的中间。
But he walks in the seven lampstands.
因为他在中间。
Because he is in the midst of them.
也因为他行走在中间。
Because he walks among them.
所以我们才能听见圣灵所说的话语。
Then we can hear the word of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵所说的话是根据基督的同在。
Because this word of the Holy Spirit is according to the presence of Christ.
我们记得我们的主在地上的时候。
We remember when our Lord was on the earth.
他说无论在什么地方。
He said, wherever.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
There are two or three who gather together in my name.
我就在他们中间。
I shall be in the midst of them.
这一个就是教会的意义。
And this is the meaning of the church.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会是两三个人奉主的名聚会。
The church is when two or three gather together in the name of the Lord.
换一句话说，不是一个人，乃是多数的人聚集。
In another word, it's not only one single person. It is more than one gathered together.
他们这样的聚集是奉着主的名聚集的。
And they gather together in the name of the Lord.
那个意思就是说，他们把自己伏在主的名下。
The meaning is that they themselves surrender themselves before the name of the Lord.
让主在他们中间为主。
So that the Lord can be truly the Lord among them.
在这样的情形之下。
In this condition,
主说我就与你们同在。
The Lord says, I shall be with you.
我再有在你们的中间。
And I shall be among you.
因着他在他们的中间。
Because he is in the midst of them.
他们才算在神面前是教会。
And they can be counted as church before God.
教会的荣耀。
The glory of the church.
乃是主的同在。
It's the presence of the Lord.
如果没有主的同在，
If not for the presence of the Lord,
那个就不能算为神的教会。
That is not counted as the church of God.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们可以奉主的名聚会。
Today we can gather together in the name of the Lord.
但是我们并没有把我们自己伏在他元首的底下。
But we have not surrendered ourselves under his headship.
我们可以嘴里说是奉主的名聚会。
We can say in our mouth that we are gathering in the name of the Lord.
但是我们人自己在那里做主。
But we are governing ourselves.
很多的时候我们并没有盼望主与我们同在。
And oftentimes we did not even expect the Lord to be with us.
我们也不需要他与我们同在。
We didn't even need him to be with us.
因为我们知道应当怎么做。
Because we know what to do.
我们也知道应当怎样的聚集。
We know how to meet.
我们有我们的遗传。
We have our tradition.
我们有我们的次序。
We have our order.
我们根本不盼望主与我们同在。
We do not expect him to be with us.
换一句话说，甚至于我们觉得他的同在是麻烦的。
Sometimes we even feel that his presence is bothering us.
因为如果他同在的话，我们就不能做我们所要做的事。
Because if his presence is indeed here, that we cannot do the way we want to do it.
我们要奉他的名聚会。
That we want to Gather in his name.
但是我们要做我们自己的事情。
But we want to do our own works.
说得好听一点。
It sounds more pleasantly.
我们也感觉这样不太满意。
We do not feel this is satisfactory.
所以有的时候我们也盼望他来探望我们一下。
So sometimes we like for him to come visit us.
如果有一天他来探望我们一下。
When he come here to visit us one day.
给我们一点恩雨的话。
That he give us some blessing.
叫我们能复兴一下。
That we can be revived.
那么我们很感谢他。
Then we thank him.
但是我们并不盼望他一直在那里。
But we really do not expect him to stay there all the time.
我们不过盼望每年一次来一个复兴。
But we only want that once a year we have a revival.
这样我们就觉得可以了。
Then we feel satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这一个是不是我们今天的光景？
Is this our condition today?
在前一个世纪有个很有名的传道人。
In the last century, there was a very famous preacher.
他虽然是一个很有名的传道人，但是他有婴孩的样式。
Although he was a very famous preacher, but he had he was childlike.
他的名字就是 A.J. Gordon.
His name is A.J. Gordon.
他在 Boston 那个地方这个大礼拜堂里头做牧师。
He was a pastor in a great cathedral in Boston.
但是他非常的爱主。
But he loved the Lord.
有一天在礼拜六的晚上。
One Saturday evening.
他正在那里预备他明天要讲的那个讲章。
He was preparing the message he was to give the next day.
因为他在那里预备的时候觉得非常的疲倦。
While he was preparing, he felt tired.
所以他睡着了。
Fell asleep.
他睡着的时候他就做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
他梦见什么呢？
What did he dream?
他梦见他自己在讲台的上面。
He dreamed himself standing on the platform.
这个礼拜堂里头满了听众。
And in the church building, they're full of people.
他正是要开始要讲道的时候。
When he was just about to speak,
他看见一个人从外面进来。
Somebody came in from the back.
这个是陌生的人，他不认识他。
And this was a stranger that he did not know.
这个人从右边的那个走廊啊，就往慢慢的往前走。
He came in from the right and come forward.
他左面看看，右面看看。
And he saw the right and he saw the left.
他的眼睛就是在那里看看有没有人肯给他一个座位。
And he was looking to see if anybody would yield a chair to him.
因为那个时候的礼拜堂里头的座位都是包厢的。
Because at that time,The seats in the assembly hall is like balcony.
这是 pew system.
This is pew system.
这一个家庭出了钱，这对座位是我家里的。
And for this family who has paid money, this particular line of chairs belongs to that family.
所有的座位都是包厢啊。
So all the chairs are occupied.
那么这个陌生的人他就在那里看看有什么人肯让他一个座位。
This stranger was looking around see if anybody would let him have a chair.
他走到差不多一半的时候。
When he was coming to about halfway.
就有一个人他站起来请他坐在他的 pew 里头。
One man stood up and asking him to sit in the pew.
他就很感激的就坐下了。
And he sat down with thanks.
这个人他坐在那里的时候。
And when this man was sitting there,
这个 A.J. Gordon 他就开始讲道了。
A.J. Gordon started to speak.
但是不知道为着什么原因。
But he did not know for what reason.
他的眼睛一直往这个陌生的人看。
His eyes were focused to this stranger.
他觉得这个人他的脸上是非常的脸熟。
And he thought that he saw this particular person, it has a very solemn face.
好像这个人是经过很大的忧患的人。
As a person who has gone through sorrow.
他的态度非常的谦卑。
His attitude was very humble.
他的衣穿呢，非常的朴素平常。
His garment was very simple.
但是他在那里很注意的，好像在那里听讲道。
But he was sitting there very attentively listening.
这个 A.J. Gordon 呢，他的眼睛啊，不知道为什么眼睛一直是往这个人看。
And A.J. Gordon could not have his eyes leaving that person.
他说我不认识这个人。
He said, I don't know that person.
他心里就定规了。
And then he said in his mind.
等我讲完了之后
，After I speak，
我一定要去找这个人。
I shall go find this person.
但是等他讲完了，他这个下台啊，那个人已经跑掉了。
But after he finished, when he comes down, that person disappeared.
所以他非常的懊丧。
So he was very disappointed.
他就问这个让他座位的那个人说。
So he asked this person who yielded the chair to that stranger.
他说这个陌生人是谁？
Who is the stranger?
那个人就对 A.J. Gordon 说
And that person told A.J. Gordon
你怎么不知道他是谁呢
How come you do not know who he is?
他是哪撒勒人耶稣啊
He is Jesus of Nazareth
他今天来了
He comes today
他以后也是会来的
And he will come later
你放心好了
And you just feel assured
那等到 A.J. Gordon 一听见这个话的时候
When A.J. Gordon heard this
他里面的情绪受了极大的激动
His emotion was stirred
他心里就在那里想
And he thought
我今天在那里讲什么呢
What was I speaking today?
我是不是在那里讲一些这个时髦的题目呢
Am I speaking about some fashionable subject?
照着人所喜欢的那个道来讲呢
And was I speaking according to what people like?
感谢主
And thank the Lord
我是在那里讲主耶稣基督
And I was speaking about Lord Jesus Christ
但是我在那里讲的时候我的灵如何呢
But when I was speaking, what was my spirit?
我是不是一个与主同等的那种的态度来讲这位钉十字架的基督呢
Was I speaking about this crucified Christ standing in the same level as he was.
我在那里讲的时候，我是高举基督呢，还是高抬我自己呢？
When I speak, am I exalting Christ or exalting myself?
我不知道，我的主喜欢不喜欢我们这个戈登式的大礼拜堂 Gothic building。
I do not know whether my Lord will like our Gothic building.
他喜欢不喜欢我们这个有颜色玻璃的那个窗户。
I don't know whether he likes our stained glass window.
他不知道他对于我们这个价值很贵重啊，而声音很宏大的大风琴啊，他认为如何
？I do not know how he feels about our big organ.
我不知道他赞成不赞成我们的音乐。
I don't know whether he likes our music or not.
他觉得我们的这个 program 嘛、啊，好不好
？I don't know whether he likes our program.
他在那里就问起这些的问题来。
So he asked these questions.
原来，这个对他不是一个梦。
After all, this to him is not a dream.
不错，他是做了一个梦。
Indeed, he had a dream.
但是这个梦成了他一生的实际。
But this dream becomes the reality throughout his life.
所以有一本书叫。How Christ came to church. 基督怎样到教会
So there was a book, How Christ Came to Church.
这个就是他的梦
This is his dream.
也是他的自传
And this is his biography, autobiography.
因着他做了这个梦
Because of his dream.
他整个礼拜堂里的情形就天翻地覆了
And the condition in the assembly is turned upside down.
唱诗班也没有了。
And the choir disappeared.
Pew system 也没有了。
Pew system disappeared.
什么东西都大大的变化。
All things were changed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果今天主来到教会中。
If the Lord today comes to the church.
请问我们怎样感想。
How would we think?
主是不是在教会的里面
Is the Lord in the church?
如果主是在教会的中间
If the Lord is indeed in the church
我们能不能这样照常的下去
Can we just go on like this?
如果我们还能这样照常的下去的话
If we can still go on like this
这是表明说主不在这里
It means that the Lord is not here
如果主在这里的话
If the Lord is here
我们里面一定有一个极大的反应
Then there is a great response inside
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
如果主来到教会的中间
If the Lord comes in the church
究竟他在那里寻找什么
What is he looking for
究竟有什么能满足他的心的
What can satisfy his heart
有什么是叫他伤心的
What will make him sad?
究竟我们今天的光景
Our condition today
是不是叫他能心满意足的
Will that satisfy his heart?
主的同在
the presence of the Lord.
乃是教会真正的意义。
It's the true meaning of the church.
如果主在这里的话，
If the Lord is here,
我们的光景就不能照常。
Our condition cannot go on like this.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见说在当时的时候，
When we see at that time,
那是在第一世纪末叶的时候，
At the end of the first century,
那个时候在这个十二个使徒中只留下约翰一个使徒。
Among the 12 apostles, only John remained.
他是年纪最轻的一个使徒。
And he was the youngest apostle.
但是他现在是一个最年老的，还活着的一个使徒。
But he is the only one still remaining in his old age.
他在亚细亚那一带工作。
And he was working in Asia.
这个亚细亚不是亚细亚州。
This is not the continent Asia.
这是罗马的亚细亚省。
This is the A province of Asia of Rome.
我们知道这一个省里头那些的教会，当初的时候是使徒保罗在那里传福音。
We know that the churches in Asia at that time were established because of the gospel preached by Paul.
但是保罗已经为主殉道了。
But Paul was martyred already.
所以后来约翰他就迁到亚细亚去。
So John moved.To Asia.
他就在以弗所和这一带的地方，在那里服侍神的家。
So he served the house of God in Ephesus and other places.
但是他自己也是被抓了。
But he himself was put in prison too.
为着神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
他就被充军到伯马的海岛上。
He was exiled to the island of Patmos.
这个岛就是在爱琴海的里面。
This island is on the edge of the Sea of Aegean.
我据人告诉我们说
we were told
如果天好的话
when the weather was good
他可以从那个岛上能望到这个亚细亚这个省。
He was able to see this province of Asia from Patmos Island.
所以在有一个主日的时候
So one Sunday morning
约翰可能他是坐在一块石头的上面。
Maybe John was sitting on a rock.
他就向着亚细亚在那里看。
And he was looking at Asia.
他的心里怀念在亚细亚那七个教会。
And his heart longed for these seven churches in Asia.
就是他在那里服侍的七个教会。
And these are the churches that John served.
但是他现在没有办法再看顾他们了。
But now he's not able to take care of them.
当他在那里思想的时候，
While he was thinking,
他就听见有个声音在背后。
He heard a voice from behind.
好像吹号的声音一样。
As the voice of a trumpet.
他转过头来就看见七个金灯台。
He turned around and saw seven golden lampstands.
有一位好像人子在七个金灯台的中间。
There was one like the Son of Man among the seven lampstands.
这个就是他在伯马海岛上所看见的异象。
And this is the vision that he saw on the island of Patmos.
虽然这七个教会是保罗开始的，
although these seven assemblies were established by Paul,
也是约翰在那里继续服侍的，
and also served continually by John.
我们心里想，如果一个教会是保罗开始的话，
and we think that if there is assembly that was started by Paul,
而又是约翰在那里服侍的话，
and served by John,
那么这些的教会一定是荣耀的教会，
and that must beA glorious church.
但是没有想到
But unexpectedly,
当主在那里写信给这七个教会的时候
When the Lord was writing to these seven churches,
我们看见除了一个教会之外
We see that with the exception of only one church,
腓拉忒腓的教会
The church at Philadelphia,
主对他们有称赞而没有责备
The Lord gave them praise, that there was no rebuke.
但是主也警告他们
But the Lord also gave them warning.
斯美纳的教会
The church at Smyrna,
主没有责备
The Lord did not blame them.
但是也没有称赞
But he did not give any praise.
除了这两个教会之外
Besides these two,
其他五个教会
All other assemblies,
我们看见主都在那里呼召他们要悔改
We see that the Lord called them to repent.
这是第一世纪末叶教会的光景。
This is the condition of the churches at the end of the first century.
因为在每一封书信的末了
，because at the end of every letter，
都有这一句话。
There was this sentence，
圣灵向众教会说着的话。
What the Spirit says to the churches，
凡有耳的就应当听。
He that has a ear， let him hear。
对以弗所教会所写的那封的书信
and the letter to Ephesus
不是光为着以弗所的教会
was not only for the Ephesus church
也是为着众教会的
it is also for the churches
每一封书信都是如此
every letter is like this
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
如果是众教会的话
it is to the churches
那么我们就相信说不但是执着在亚细亚的七个教会
then we believe it's not only referring to the churches in Asia
不但是执着在第一世纪末叶的时候的教会
and not only for the churches at the end of the first century
也是执着在历史历代的众教会
but also the many churches throughout the ages
所以也是向着我们今天来说的
and also to us today
我们相信说这七封的书信所写的话
We believe that what's contained in these seven letters
圣灵向众教会所说的话
What the Spirit says to the churches
也是对我们今天的教会所说的话
is also speaking to us
所以我们有耳朵的就应当听
So who among us has ear we shall hear
圣灵究竟说什么话呢
What did the Spirit say?
我们知道圣灵说话是有根据的
We know that what the Spirit says has a basis
比方说我们如果看约翰福音第十六章的话
For example, if we turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter
16 在约翰福音第十六章
Gospel of John, chapter 16
十三节
Verse 13
只等真理的圣灵来了他要引导你们明白一切的真理因为他不是凭着自己说的乃是把他所听见的都说出来并要将将来的事告诉你们十四节他要荣耀我因为他要将授予我的告诉你们
But when he is come the spirit of truth he shall guide you into all the truthFor he shall not speak from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak, and he will announce to you what is coming. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall announce it to you. All things...
圣灵他说话不是根据自己说的。
The Holy Spirit does not speak according to himself.
圣灵他说话乃是将他所听见的说出来。
The Holy Spirit speaks according to what he hears.
他乃是将他从主所领受的来告诉我们。
He tells us what he has received from the Lord.
所以无论圣灵说什么话。
So no matter what the Holy Spirit says,
我们看见他都是说到基督的
We see that he refers to Christ
所以你在这里看见那个意象是基督
So here you see that the vision is Christ
那个声音是圣灵
And the voice is the Spirit
圣灵的声音是带我们到基督的意象里头去的
The voice of the Spirit brings us into the vision of Christ
所以当圣灵说话的时候我们要看见基督
So when the Holy Spirit speaks We shall see Christ.
如果今天我们说我们听见的话
If today we say that we have heard the word
但是我们没有看见基督的
But we do not see Christ
我们知道这个话不是圣灵的话
We know that this word is not of the Spirit
可能是一个道理
It may be a doctrine
可能这个道理也是很准确的
Maybe this is an accurate doctrine
但是人在哪里说
But this is a spoken by man
如果是圣灵在哪里说的话
if it is spoken by the Holy Spirit
一定在你的里面能看见基督的
In you You shall see Christ.
一定是把我们带到基督里面去的。
For sure, he will bring us into Christ.
因为他来到地上这个目的。
Because Holy Spirit comes to the earth for one purpose.
就是要荣耀基督。
That is to glorify Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
在这里给我们看见说。
Here we see.
我们怎么知道这是圣灵的声音呢？
How do we know this is the voice of the Spirit?
如果他把基督给我们的话。
If it brings us Christ.
我们知道。这是圣灵的声音。
We know this is the voice of the Spirit.
在以弗所的教会里面。
In the church of Ephesus.
我们主这样的对他们说。
The Lord said to them.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐成为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
I know thy works and thy labor and thine endurance, and that thou cannot bear evil men, and thou hast tried them who say that themselves apostles, but they are not, and hast found them liars, and endured, and hast borne for my name's sake, and hast not wearied.
还有在第六节。
And also verse 6.
然而你还有一件可去的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一当人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
But this you have, that you hate the works of Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
在这里给我们看见主说我知道。
Here we see that Lord says that I know.
因为他在教会的中间。
Because he is in the midst of the church.
所以他说我知道。
So he says, I know.
我知道你有七件美事。
I know you have seven good works.
以弗所的教会在外表上看来，
The church at Ephesus, looking from the outside,
有七件美丽的事情。
There are seven good things they did.
但是，主在哪里说我都知道。
And, but the Lord says, I know all this.
我们的主是无所不知的。
Our Lord knows everything.
他说我知道你的行为。
He says, I know your good work.
这里就说我知道你的工作。
But here it says, I know your works.
以弗所的教会有许多的工作。
The church at Ephesus, they have many works.
他们有各种各样的活动。
They have all kinds of activities.
他们有青年的聚会。
And they have youth meetings.
他们有儿童的聚会。
They have children meetings.
他们有成人的聚会。
They have adult meetings.
他们有家庭的聚会。
They have family meetings.
有新婚的聚会。
And they have the meetings for the newlyweds.
有大学生的聚会。
And for the college kids.
他们有各种各样的活动。
All kinds of meetings.
在外面看来，他们非常的活泼。
Outwardly, they are very lively.
而这些的活动啊。
All these activities,
在最初的时候,
at the beginning,
乃是信心的行为。
It was the works of faith.
是信心的工作。
It was the works of faith.
因着他们信主的缘故。
Because they have faith in the Lord.
所以就产生这些的活动出来。
So they have so many activities.
而这些的活动也是靠着圣灵的能力来做的。
And these works were done according to the power of the Spirit.
凭着信心来做的。
And by faith.
什么叫做凭着信心来做呢？
What does it mean by faith?
就是说他们是依靠主来做的。
But they do according to the Lord. They depend on the Lord.
但是他做到一个地步。
But they work to an extent.
他们就不需要依靠主了。
They do not have to depend on the Lord.
他们已经有了这个遗传在那里。
And they have a tradition.
他们已经习惯了。
And they are used to this.
所以工作还在那里滚下去。
So the works go on.
但是信心已经没有了。
But the faith is lost.
这个不过是一个死的工作。
And this is a dead work.
不是一个信心的工作。
It's not a work of faith.
但是外表上看不出来的。
But outwardly, you cannot tell.
但是说主说我知道。
But the Lord says, I know.
第二主在这里说。
And the second, the Lord says,
你也劳碌。
That you labor.
劳碌应当是爱心的劳碌。
The labor should be the labor of love.
在最初的时候。
At the beginning,
他们有最终的劳碌。
They have labor.
他们服侍圣徒。
They serve the saints.
他们招待这个客人。
The hospital to the guests.
他们探望有生病的人。
And they visit the weak.
他们也到监狱里头去看过人。
And they visit the prisoners.
他们也帮助贫穷的人。
They help the poor.
有许许多多出于爱的内地的劳碌。
There are much labor of love.
但是慢慢做到一个地步
But gradually to an extent
外面这些的劳碌它是继续的下去
This labor continues
但是里面的爱心没有了
But the love inside disappears
这个成了一种的 routine 变成一种习惯性的那个事情
And this becomes a routine
人不知道
Man do not know
他们自己也不知道
They do not know either
但是主知道
But the Lord knows
主说我知道你的劳碌
The Lord knows I know your labor
他在这里说忍耐
And here it also says endurance
这个忍耐本来圣经告诉我们说是因着有盼望而能忍耐
And the Bible says the endurance out of hope
当你受到许多的折磨的时候
And when you are in different trials
这个忍耐有的是从人来的
The endurance could come from man.
最终的折磨是从人来的。
And this trial comes from man.
你要忍耐。
And you have to.
有的是环境上在那里折磨你。
And some because of the circumstances.
是事情在那里折磨你。
And the things try you.
你要在那里忍受。
And you have to endure.
这里的这个从人那里来的，还不是执着这世界上的人那里来的。
And A trial from man is not only from, is not referring to the trial from man of the world.
是从弟兄姊妹那里来的。
But from the brothers and sisters.
你知道很多的时候。
Oftentimes.
我们以为说如果到教会里来的话。
We think that when we come to the church.
那一切都是享受而没有忍受了。
And then we will only have enjoyment, we will not suffer.
因为每一个弟兄姊妹都像天使一样。
Because every brother and sister is like an angel.
但是你一踏进来你就知道。
But when you step in, you know.
可能那个折磨比在世界上人的折磨还要厉害。
Maybe the dealing is more severe than the dealing from the world.
但是因为我们有盼望。
But because we have hope,
我们知道我们如果忍受的话，
we know that if we endure,
我们要与主一同作王，
and we shall reign with the Lord.
我们有盼望，
we have hope.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
到了一个时候，
coming to a point,
忍耐变了什么呢？
But what does endurance become?
变了咬紧牙根啊，在那里忍耐。
It become like biting the bullet.
我是基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我要证明我是一个爱主的人。
I want to prove that I love the Lord.
那么我没有办法，我只好忍受。
I cannot but to suffer.
但是我心里实在是不愿意。
But I'm not willing in my heart.
但是外面我还是陪着笑脸。
But I have to smile outside.
因为我是基督徒。
Because I'm a Christian.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
那个盼望没有了
the hope disappears
当盼望没有的时候
when the hope disappears
喜乐也没有了
joy disappears too
本来你在哪里忍耐的时候你里面有喜乐
originally when you endure there's joy in your heart
彼得告诉我们说我们要跳起来的喜乐
and Peter told us we have to jump to have joy
为什么原因呢
why
因为我们有盼望
because we have hope
但是到盼望没有的时候
but when the hope disappears
喜乐也没有了
the joy disappears too
但是外面看不出来
but we cannot see from outside
外面还是照样
the outside the same
他这里又说
it says again
也知道你不能容忍恶人
that you do that you cannot bear evil men
在原文里头就是不能容纳恶
In the original language, it only says you cannot bear evil.
当然恶人也包括在里头。
Of course, evil including evil men.
你知道在哥林多的教会里面。
You know that in the church at Corinthians.
他们到一个地步。
To an extent.
他们就容让这个罪恶在他们中间。
They allow sins to be among them.
甚至于这个罪连世界上都少有的。
Even this kind of sin is not easy to find in the earth.
但是他们容让 让这个罪
but they allow sins to come in.
他们的良心里面没有感觉
they do not have feelings in their conscience.
但是在以弗所的教会不是这样
but in the church at Ephesus it is different.
他们还有正义感
and they have a sense of righteousness.
他们看见那个他们不能容忍
and when they see evil they cannot tolerate.
他们要对付这些的罪恶
they have to deal with the evil.
他们就得说教会中间不能容纳罪恶
they think that in the church we cannot have sin
但是如果教会容纳罪恶就是像这个一个教啊放在一个棉团里头一样
when if the church allows sin to be there it's like leaven in the bread
如果这样的话整个的面团都要发酵
in this case the leavened bread the whole thing will be leavened
所以无论是那个恶的道理也好
so whether it's a doctrine of evil
是那个异端也好
or it's a heresy
或者是恶的行为也好
or it's the behavior
是恶人也好
As an evil man,
他们都能有这个知识
and they all have the knowledge.
要辨别
and to differentiate.
并且他们不能容纳这个罪恶
and to oppose sin.
当然，这是一件应当的事情
Of course, this is something that they should do.
但是他们做到一个地步
but they work to an extent.
他们从所谓的正义感呢
so they come. From this the so-called sense of righteousness
变成什么呢变成知义
the sense of justice and then from self-righteousness
他们认为说他们是清洁的
and they think they are clean
他们是超过一切的
and they think they are above all
但是主知道
but the Lord knows
主知道他们里面究竟是什么故事
the Lord knows the real story among them
并且不单是这样
not only that
他们还有一个好处
they have another good word
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的看出他们是假的来
and you have tried those who claim to be the apostle but they are actually not and you can tell you told them that they are liars
你知道圣经里头不只有十二个使徒
we know that in the Bible not only there are 12 apostles
如果只有十二个使徒的话
if there are only 12
那么那个时候只有约翰还在那里
Then only John remains.
你不必试验了。
Then you do not even test.
不是约翰都是假使徒。
If it's not John, it must be a false apostle.
就是表明说，除了十二使徒之外
，And that says that besides the 12 apostles,
还有许多其他的使徒。
There are other apostles too.
那么因为有真的使徒，就有假的使徒出来。
But because there are some real apostles, there are false apostles too.
真的使徒是神所设立的。
The true apostles are established by God.
是神所差遣的。
Are sent by God.
是做神的工作的。
They work for God.
但是假的使徒呢？
How about the false apostle?
是自己设立的。
He established himself.
也许是别人设立他的。
And maybe other people established him.
他在那里并不是神所差遣。
He was not sent by God.
他是自告奋勇的。
And he volunteered.
他不是做神的工作。
And he does not work the work of God.
他是建立他自己的国度。
He establishes only his own empire.
所以在第一世纪末了的时候就有许多的假使徒。
So at the end of the first century, there were many false apostles
他们会到以弗所的教会来说我是使徒
they came to the church at Ephesus to say that I am an apostle
所以你们必须要接受我
so you have to accept me
让我来教导你们
so that I can teach you
让我来管理你们
so that I can rule you
让我来执行我使徒的权柄
so that I can execute my authority as an apostle
好像他是使徒啊
as he is an apostle
所以他是高高在上的
so he is way up there
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
不但第一世纪末了有这种的光景
not only that condition existed at the end of the first century
在我们在二十世纪的末了也是同样的光景
it's the same in the 20th century
不是所有的使徒都是真的
not all the apostles are true
但是也不是所有的使徒都是假的
and not all apostles are false either
所以你就看见说他们在哪里有这个辨别的能力
so you see they have the ability to tell the difference
因为这一班弟兄姊妹对圣经很熟
because these brothers and sisters are well versed in the scriptures
他们有这个圣经的知识
and they have the knowledge of the Bible
所以他们知道怎样用圣经的知识在 试验这是真的呢，这是假的。
So they know how to use the knowledge of the Bible to test what is true and what is false.
这是一件很美的事情。
And this is a very good thing.
实在说来，我们今天就需要有这样鉴别的能力。
In fact, today we need this ability to differentiate.
但是他们从试验假师徒。
But from a state of testing the false apostles,
他们甚至于就拒绝了真的使徒了。
They even rejected the true apostles.
换一句话说，他们自己就变了那个审判官了。
In another word, they themselves become the judge.
他们比使徒更高。
And they are higher than the apostles.
所以他们来决定你是不是使徒。
So they decide whether you are an apostle.
所以结果也是进到那个混乱的里面。
So they also enter into a mixture.
不单是这样。
And not only that.
主说你也能忍耐。
And the Lord says that you can endure.
成为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
And you labor and bore for my name's sake, and you have not wearied.
这个忍耐与上面一个忍耐不同。
And this endurance is different from the endurance that we mentioned before.
这个忍耐是对于世界说的。
This one.Is facing the world.
他们为着主的名，他们肯忍受世界的逼迫。
For the sake of the name of the Lord, that they can endure the persecution of the world.
他们肯忍受世界的误会。
They can endure the misunderstanding.
并且并不疲倦。
And they do not weary.
这个也是一个很好的事情。
And this is also something very good.
不过弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
有的时候这样忍耐忍耐呀。
As we endure and endure,
变作什么呢？
What it becomes?
就产生一种这个我今天这是一个本分感。
And you feel that this is what I should do.
因为我是一个基督徒。
Because I am a Christian.
我没有办法。
Not only that.
主说你能忍耐。
And the Lord says that you can endure.
成为我的名劳苦并不乏。
And you labor and bore for my name's sake.And you have not wearied.
这个忍耐与上面一个忍耐不同。
And this endurance is different from the endurance that we mentioned before.
这个忍耐是对于世界说的。
This one is facing the world.
他们为着主的名，他们肯忍受世界的逼迫。
For the sake of the name of the Lord, that they can endure the persecution of the world.
他们肯忍受世界会会。
They can endure the misunderstanding of the world.
并且并不疲倦。
And they do not weary.
这个也是一个很好的事情。
And this is also something very good.
不过弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
有的时候这样忍耐忍耐呀。
As we and endure.
变作什么呢？
What it becomes?
就生一种这个我今天这是一个本分感。
And you feel that this is what I should do.
因为我是一个基督徒。
Because I am a Christian.
我没有办法。
I cannot do anything else.
世界上的人这样对待我。
And when the people of the world treat me like this.
那么我只有忍耐了。
I can only endure.
我没有别的办法了。
I have no other way.
所以你就看见说那个里面的光景也是不同的。
So you see, the condition inside is different.
知道他里面的情形。
The Lord knows their inner condition.
他还有一件美事。
Another good word.
他恨乎尼哥拉一帮人的行为。
It hates the Nicolaitans, their works.
主说这也是我所恨恶的。
The Lord says, which I also hate.
在教会的历史里面。
In the history of the church.
我们找不到一个尼哥拉党。
We could not find a Nicolaitan.
虽然人在那里有一些的解说。
And although some people have some interpretation.
有人说这个尼哥拉就是七个执事里头的一个。
And some say that the Nicolaitan is one of the seven deacons.
在使徒行传第六章里。
In the sixth chapter of Acts.
但是我们知道这个不可靠。
But this is not reliable.
在教会史里头第一世纪的末叶我们找不出一个党叫尼哥拉一党。
In the history of the church, at the end of the first century, we could not find a party called Nicolaitans.
所以我们看见说这个尼哥拉乃是表号的 symbolic。
We know that this word Nicolaitan is symbolic.
实际说来，你看见在七封书信里头，好几个都是 symbolic 的。
And actually, in the seven letters, you see several names, all of them are symbolic.
它象征什么呢?
What does it symbolize?
尼格拉是两个字合成一个字。
Nicholas, there are two words combining into one.
两个希腊字成了一个字。
Two Greek words combining into one.
一个字尼格就是克服胜过。
The one word is nickel, that is to triumph over, that's overcome.
还有一个 Laos, 就是 laity, 就是平民。
And the other is Laos, that means laity, that's ordinary people.
换一句话说，在教会里面就开始有人讲这个圣聘的制度。
In another word, in the church, there are people who start to talk about this...
Clergy and laity. 就说有的人是这个高一等的。
And that is to say, some people are of a higher order.
他们是克服平民的。
And they overcome, they reign over the laity.
他们是圣品啊，是这个分别出来的。
And they are separated. They are separated.
专门来服侍神的。
And they only serve the Lord.
好像旧约的祭司一样。
The priest in Old Testament time.
其他的弟兄姊妹都是平民。
All other brothers are just laymen.
就有了这个阶级的制度，教会的中间。
And then there is this the class distinction among in the church.
那个时候还没有成功一种的教训。
At that time, it has not become a doctrine.
那个时候还不过是开始有这个行为出来了。
And only the works of that sort.
有的人他自己出来啊，有这种的行为，就是说，我是高一等的。
And some people came out with that kind of behavior, feeling that I am everybody else.
你知道约翰自己就是受过这样的事情。
You know that John himself had experienced it.
他在约翰三书里面给我们看见有一个人他自高自大。
In third John, he told us that there was one person that was so puffed up.
他在教会中控制一切。
And he reigned in the assembly.
甚至于不接受神的众仆人。
And not willing to accept the saint, the servants of the Lord.
所以这一个主说是我所恨恶的。
So here the Lord says, this I also hate.
神的众儿女
the children of God
我们在神的面前
we are before the Lord
是互相彼此作质
and we are members each other
我们每一个人都是君正的
and every one of us is the royal priest
我们都服侍我们的主
everyone shall serve our Lord
主不喜欢在我们与主中间还有一个这个中保 mediator
It doesn't please the Lord to have a mediator between us and him
因为在神与中间的中保是我们的主
Because between God and man there is only one mediator which is our Lord
但是我们与主中间不需要有其他的 mediator
But in between us and the Lord, there shall be no other
meeting.
We shall come to the Lord directly.
每一个弟兄姊妹可以直接地亲近他。
Every brother and sister can come to the Lord directly.
每一个弟兄姊妹应当起来服侍他。
Every brother and sister shall rise up and serve him.
每一个弟兄姊妹应当为他而活。
And every brother and sister shall live for him.
我们中间不应当有这种阶级的制度。
And we should not have this class distinction among us.
这种的行为也是主所恨恶的。
And behavior is hated by the Lord.
在当时以弗所的教会里面，他们也恨恶这样的东西。
And in the church of Ephesus at that time, they hated too.
这是很好的事情。
And this.It's very good.
但是他们这样做的时候
But when they work it this way,
不知不觉就流到一种的光景中
they, unknowingly, they come to a condition.
他们就流到一种民族化的情形里头去了
They come to a condition of democracy.
把教会变成一个民族的东西了
And make the church a democratic thing.
我们知道教会是一个 theocracy.
And we know that church is theocracy.
是神在那里治理的。
It is ruled by God.
教会不是一个 democracy, 不是一个民主。
The church is not a democracy.
虽然我们在主面前都是平等的。
Although we are equal before the Lord.
就着我们的生命来说。
According to our life.
我们都是平等的。
We are all the same.
换一句话说。
In another word.
主的恩典临到我们每一个人身上是一样的。
When the grace of God, when it comes to us, it is equal.
因为我们的主他不是寻这个情面的。
Because our Lord does not give grace according to man.
他对我们是一律看待。
And he sees all of us the same.
这个是没有问题的。
There's no question.
但是在神工作上有他属灵的秩序。
But in the work of God, there is a spiritual order.
神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
基督是众人的头。
Christ is the head of all.
男人是女人的头。
And man is the head of woman.
许多的时候姊妹们心里不大服气。
And oftentimes, sisters,And do not really feel happy.
我们很多的时候实在说老实话，很多的姊妹比弟兄更属灵。
And oftentimes, many sisters are more spiritual than brothers.
这个可以说是一个普遍的事实。
And this is actually universal.
但是虽然姊妹比弟兄更属灵
，But even the sisters are more spiritual than brothers.
表明神的恩典是不分男女的
，Showing that the grace of God.There's no difference for a woman.
但是在家庭中也好
But in the family,
在教会中也好
In the church,
弟兄是代表基督
The brothers represent the church, represent the Christ.
姊妹是代表教会
The sisters represent the church.
因着这个缘故有一个属灵的秩序在那里
For this reason, there is a spiritual order.
而这个秩序是根据神是基督的头
And this order is according to that God is the head of Christ.
父神与子神是平等的。
The Heavenly Father and the Heavenly Father, the God the Father and God the Son are equal.
全是一样的。
Are exactly equal.
在性质上完全一样。
In nature, they are equal.
你不能说一个高一个低的。
And you don't say one is higher than the other.
父子圣灵都是一样的，平等的。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are equal.
但是为着要成全父神的旨意
But in order to accomplish the will of the Father
神子他愿意伏在父神的底下
The Son is to yield under the Father
让父神做头
So that God the Father is the head
他来做身体
That he be the body
来执行头一切要做的事
And to execute what the head wants to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这一个就是属灵的秩序
This is a spiritual order.
但是以弗所的教会到了一个地步
But the church at Ephesus come point.
他们能恨恶神所恨恶的
They can hate what God hates.
但是他们不能爱神所爱的
But they cannot love what God loves.
所以在表面上非常的好
So on the outside, they look good.
但是实际上主说我知道。
But in reality, God says, I know.
我知道你们这一切的好事情。
I know all these good works.
但是主在教宗中所需要的道的和他所知道的是两件。
But what Lord is looking for in the church and what Lord knows.Are two different things.
主知道以弗所的教会有这七件美事。
The Lord knows that there are these seven good works in the church at Ephesus.
但是主对他们怎么说呢
？But what did the Lord tell them?
主说：“我有一件事我要责备你。
”But I have one thing against you.
在原文里面。
In the original language.
这个语气是非常的重。
And this is a very strong language.
不是说我有一件事要责备你。
It is not to say that I have one thing against you.
好像只有一件事要责备。
As there's only one thing.
在原文里头说，但是我要反对你。
But the original language says, but I have against you.
我要反对你。
I want to oppose you.
虽然你有这七件美事，
although you have the sevenfold good works,
照人看这是非常满意的东西。
And according to man, very, very satisfying.
但是我知道里面的究竟。
But I know the story inside.
主说我要反对你。
The Lord says, I oppose you.
为什么反对你呢？
Why I want to oppose you?
因为你离弃了起初的爱。
But because you have left your first love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这七件的美事，
These sevenfold good works,
应当滴读圣灵的流露。
They should be the flow, the outflow of the life of Christ.
应当是圣灵的果子。
They should be the fruits of the Spirit.
但是这七件美事在以弗所的教会里面。
But these seven good works in the church of Ephesus.
在那个时候并不是基督的流露。
And at that time, they were not the flow of Christ.
并不是圣灵的果子。
Were not the fruits of the Spirit.
这个是他们人工的结果。
They were their own work.
这是他们自己天然的那个表现。
And those were the expression of their natural condition.
所以这些的东西在主的面前都不能满他的心意。
So all these things cannot satisfy the heart of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear sisters, sister,
主在教会中要寻找的是什么？
What is the Lord looking for in the church?
他不是寻找工作。
He's not looking for work.
他也不是寻找劳苦。
He's not looking for labor.
他也不是寻找忍耐。
He's not looking for endurance.
他也不是寻找不能容让恶人。
He's not looking for opposing the evil.
他也不是寻找试验假使徒。
He's not looking for testing the false apostle.
他也不是寻找为主主的名受苦而变。
He's not looking for those who work hard. And suffer for the name of the Lord.
他也不寻找恨恶一个来一当。
They do not look for. He does not look for the hatred to Nicolaitans.
这些都是好的。
All these are good things.
但是不是他所寻找的。
They are not what he is looking for.
他在哪里寻找的是什么呢？
What is he looking for?
他在教会中所寻找的是他自己。
What he is looking for in the church is himself.
他到教会里头要找什么呢？
What is he coming to the church to look for?
他不是要找我。
He's not looking for works.
他是要找他自己。
He's looking for himself.
如果这个工作是他自己的发表，
If this work is the expression of himself,
这个能满足他的。
That satisfies him.
如果这个忍耐是他自己的性格，
If the endurance is out of his own character,
这个能叫他欢喜的。
This pleases him.
但是如果这些的事情，
If all these things
不是出于他自己的，
are not from himself,
不是圣灵的果子，
are not the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
不是因为起初的爱在里面做推动的，
are not being moved by the first love,
不是因为爱神的缘故而做的，
are not done because they love God.
他看不见自己，
he see him see himself.
因看不见自己的缘故，
because he cannot see himself.
他说我反对你，
he say I oppose you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天主在教会中所寻找的是
what is the Lord looking for in the church?
我们给他许多的工作，
We give him much work.
我们给他许多的忍耐。
We give him much endurance.
我们给他许多的知识。
We give him many knowledges.
我们给他许许多多的东西。
We give him many, many things.
但是如果我们不把他自己给他的话，
But if we do not offer himself to him,
主说我反对你。
The Lord says, I oppose you.
这个话非常的重。
And this language is very severe.
这个就是圣灵向众教会的话。
This is what the Spirit says to the churches.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做起初的爱呢？
What is love?
当我们初初悔改信主的时候，
Indeed, when we were first saved,
如果我们过去是一个很犯罪作恶的人，
If in the past we were in sin and the and evil things.
如果对我们实在是败坏
and really in corruption in the past.
到了有一天当主的恩典临到我们身上
One day the grace of the Lord came to us.
像那个圣经里头的女子
As that woman Bible.
路加里头的女子
In the book in the Luke's
当主在坐席的时候
When the Lord was sitting there
她拿了香膏来抹主耶稣的脚
And she brought this alabaster jar
她用她的眼泪撒她的脚
And she showered his feet with his tears
她用她的头发来擦主的脚
And she wiped the feet of the Lord with
her
hair 为
什么原
因 Why?
因为她赦免多
Because she has received so much forgiveness
她爱也多
And there's much love in her
她的赦免也多
And more forgiving.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and
sisters, 当我们初初得救的时候
when we were just, when we,
是不是因着我们蒙的赦免多
when we were saved at the beginning, is it because that we have received much forgiveness?
我们向主的心是何等的单纯
Our heart toward the Lord was so pure.
我们实在是爱他
We truly love him.
但是这个起初的爱还不是这座时间说的。
But this first love does not refer to him.
这个起初的爱是经过这座性质说的。
The first love refers to him.
就是上好的爱。
That is the better love.
你知道我们的主，我们的神，他总是把上好的给我们。
We know our God and our Lord, he gives us the better one.
当浪子回头的时候，就给他穿上上好的袍子。
When the prodigal son turned around, the father clothed him with good robe.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
And gave us his only begotten son.
有什么爱比这个爱更上好呢
What love is more excellent than this love?
他为着爱我们的缘故他竟然牺牲他独生的爱子
He loves us to the extent that he gave his only begotten son
我们的主爱我们
Our Lord loves us
为我们舍己
And he gave himself for us
圣灵爱我们
The Holy Spirit loves us
把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里头
He poured the love of God in our hearts
我们的神就是爱
Our God is love
爱不单是一个行为
Love is not only a behavior
爱是一个性质
Love is a quality
这是一个 nature 这是一个
This is a nature
神就是爱
God love
因为他是爱的缘故所以他所做出来的都是爱
Because his love What he does is all love
主在那里所寻找的
What the Lord is looking for
是寻找那个爱
Is that love
因为神就是爱
God is love
在爱里面他能找到他的自己
In love he can find himself
只有这个能满足他的心
Only this can satisfy his heart.
什么是起初的爱呢
What is the first love?
起初的爱是完全的爱。
First love is a complete love.
你知道在旧约的里面。
You know that in the Old Testament.
在箴言，在那个生命记里头。
In Deuteronomy.
我们在这里看见说。
We see.
你要尽心尽性尽力的爱。
You love the Lord your God with all whole heart, whole soul, and whole strength.
主的马太二十二章也说。
In Matthew 22, he said,
你要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，这是诫命中最大的。
Says the greatest of the commandment is that you love Lord your God with all whole heart, whole soul, whole strength, whole understanding.
今天主在教会中他所寻找的，那是一个完全的爱。
So what the Lord is looking for in the church is a perfect love.
我们今天爱我们的主。
Today we love our Lord.
我们是不是一个完全的爱？
Do we love him according to a perfect love?
如果说我们爱他的话，我们也爱他。
When we love him, yeah, we indeed love him.
我们能不能说我们是尽心尽意尽力的爱？
But can we say that we love him with whole heart, whole soul, and whole strength.
我们是不是完全的爱他？
And do we love him perfectly?
我们能不能像作诗的人那样说？
And can we say like the psalmist?
在天上除你之外，我有谁呢？
And who do I have in heaven?
在地上除你之外，我也无我爱慕。
And on earth, as you, there's nothing that I can love.
我们知道我们的弟兄尼托生。
We know our brother Watchman Nee.
原谅我提起他。
And forgive me to mention him.
因为我得了他很多的帮助。
Because I have received much help from him.
我想可能你们都读到这一段的故事。
Maybe many of you have read this story.
天他在那里要预备传道。
One day he was preparing to go out to preach.
他想用诗这上面的话。
And he wanted to use the word psalm.
诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
除你之外，在天上我有。
And besides you in heaven, who do I?
除你之外，在地上我也无所爱慕。
And besides you on earth, I have most love.
但是他在神的面前说什么？
But he said before.God, he said, God.
我能说在天上除你之外我有谁呢？
It's easy for me to say that in heaven, besides you, I have nothing else to love.
但是我不能说除你之外在地上我没有爱慕。
But I cannot say that besides you, I have nothing else to love.
因为他那个时候有一个爱人。
Because he, at that time, he has a lover.
从小一同长大的。
And they grew up together.
他们已经有盟约了。
And they have a secret agreement.
是他所爱的这个女子。
But this girl that she loved.
他得救了之后就向他传福音。
And when he was saved, he preached gospel to her.
盼望他也能得救。
Hoping that she could be saved.
但是这一个妇女她不接受。
But this girl did not accept.
但是你弟兄他心里还是爱她。
But brother Nee still loved her.
他在神说。
And he told God,
你如果在这件事情上容让我的话，
If you allow in this thing,
我要加倍热心的服侍。
I will serve you doubly.
但是我们的主从来不与人bargain.
But our Lord does not bargain with him.
所以到了最后，
So finally,
有一天，
One day,
当主的爱摸着他的时候，
When the love of the Lord touched him,
他在主面前主啊。
Lord,
我愿意放下。
I'm willing to let down.
为你的缘故。
For your sake,
我愿意放下。
I'm willing to let go.
后来他写了一首的诗。
And he wrote a poem.
那一首诗也是许多人所知道。
And that one many of you know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天对于我们的主。
Today, toward our Lord.
是不是有一个完美的爱？
Do we have a perfect love?
不错，我们要爱我们的父母。
Yes, we have to love our parents.
我们要爱我们的丈夫和妻子。
We love our husband or wife.
爱我们的儿女。
We love our children.
我们要爱许多弟兄姊妹。
We love many brothers and sisters.
但是，我们要真正的爱他们。
But if we want to love them truly,
我们必须要完全的爱主。
But we have to love the Lord perfectly.
只有在那个爱里头，我们才能爱。
Only in that love we can love.
这个爱也是一个没有自己的爱。
This love is an unselfish love.
起初的爱是没有自己的爱。
The first love is love without self.
曾否有一个时候？
Wasn't it a time?
当主的爱摸着你的时候？
When the love of the Lord touched you.
你没有自己。
That you did not have yourself.
顾到的自己。
You did not care for yourself.
你根本不在那里计算代价。
You do not count the price.
只要是主。
As long as it's the Lord.
什么都可以。
Anything goes.
这一个乃是起初的爱。
This is the beginning love, the first love.
一个起初的爱。
The first.
是一个很久的爱。
It's enduring love.
神爱我们就爱我们到底。
God loves us and loves us to the end.
主快要钉十字架。
When the Lord was about to be crucified,
他知道他要回到父那里去。
He knew he was to go to the Father.
但是他爱他的门徒。
He loved his disciples.
就爱他们到底。
Loved them to the end.
就替他们洗脚。
He washed their feet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们对主的爱是不是可变失分了呢？
Today, our love toward the Lord, is it changing?
一下子热，一下子冷呢？
And one time hot, the other time cold.
或者我们的爱里面是很久的爱他。
Or in the love of the Lord, that we love him continually.
爱是一个牺牲的爱。
Love is a sacrificial love.
肯牺牲他的自己。
The willing to sacrifice himself.
不是在那里讲条件。
It's not to count the price.
乃是肯牺牲。
But be willing to sacrifice.
我们的主就是这样的爱。
And our Lord loves us this way.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
实在说来，主对我们只有一个要求。
Actually, what the Lord wants for us is only one thing.
就是要求我们爱他。
He wants us to love him.
像他爱我们一样。
As he loves us.
一个新郎。
A bride.
他对一个新妇。
A bridegroom.
只有一个要求。
He only has one request for the bride.
就是那个新妇向着他有那个单纯的爱。
Is that the bride has only pure love, single love toward him.
他并不是在那里看这个新妇能做多少家务的事情。
He doesn't mind what this bride can do best things at home.
如果能做许多家务的事情。
If she can do many household work.
而这个心不向着她的丈夫。
But the heart is not toward the husband.
这个不是她的丈夫所要的。
And this is what her husband wants.
我们的主，他向我们所要的就是那个爱。
What the Lord wants out of us is that love.
所以你记得。他复活之后。
So do you remember his resurrection?
在约翰二十一章里面。
In John chapter 22.
他对彼得只问一个问题。
He asked Peter only one question.
你爱我吗?
Peter, do you love me?
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than this?
你真是爱我吗?
Do you truly love me?
主在我们身上所要求的就是这一个爱。
What the Lord wants out of us is that love.
在教会里面，他所寻找的就是这个爱。
What for in the church is that love.
如果没有这个爱，
without that love,
主说我要把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Says I will take away the lampstand from you.
所以你要回想你从哪里坠落。
So you have to remember where you fall.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们立起起初的爱很容易。
It's very easy for us to leave the first love.
许多的原因能叫我们离弃那起初的爱。
Many reasons can cause us to leave the first love.
有时候是骄傲。
Sometimes it's our pride.
因为神的恩典在我们身上多。
Because the great God is upon us.
我们不知不觉就是一种骄傲起来。
Unknowingly, there is a pride in us.
所谓属灵的骄傲。
The so-called spiritual pride.
其实属灵就不骄傲了。
If you are spiritual, you do not have pride.
但是好像你在那里骄傲你的属灵。
But maybe you are proud of your spirituality.
当你骄傲你属灵的时候。
While you are proud of your spirituality.
你就爱你自己胜过爱了主。
You love yourself more than you love the Lord.
有的人有野心。
Some have ambition.
他开始的时候很谦卑。
He starts being humble.
但是他里面有野心。
But he has ambition inside.
他盼望能做一些什么大的事情。
Expecting to do great things.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
叫他离弃了那起初的爱。
He leaves the first love.
有的人是受世界的迷惑。
Some.Were obsessed by the world.
当你刚刚信主的时候，
When you are first saved,
你真是肯撇下世界来跟随主。
You are willing to forsake the world and follow the Lord.
但是你回头去看，
But you turn back,
世界又吸引了你的心。
The world attracted your heart again.
这样爱主的心就分心了。
Then the world has taken half of your heart away.
有的人他失去起初的爱。
Some leave the first love.
因为他看人。
Because he's looking at men.
他看这个弟兄那个姊妹。
He look at this brother, that sister.
尤其是所谓的大弟兄大姊妹。
Especially the big brother and big sister.
是他所仰望的。
That's the people he look forward to.
但是他说我办到了。
But then he said, I
choose.
This great brother, great sister, and they do this thing. Then I fell. Because of this, he has left the first love. So I remember a brother Ni said,
他说,如果你灵不瞎的话,你怎么会绊跌呢?
Said, unless your eyes are blind, then how can you trip?
如果石头在那里,
if there's a rock before you,
你的眼睛是明亮的,
and your eyes are clear,
你不会跌倒的,
and you shall not trip.
你跌倒就是你自己的眼睛瞎了。
You trip because you're blind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天有许多生的儿女离弃了,弃出了。
And many children of God left the first love.
就怪某某弟兄某某姊妹。
They blame certain brother, they blame certain sister.
他们受伤了。
They are wounded.
他们失望了。
So they disappeared. They disappointed.
主有没有叫你失望呢?
Did God disappoint you?
人叫你失望,
men disappoint you.
但是主有没有叫你失望?
But did the Lord disappoint you?
主有没有叫你看人呢?
Did the Lord ask you to look at certain brother?
主有没有叫你崇拜人呢?
Did the Lord ask you to homage certain brother?
主是叫你仰望他自己。
The Lord wants you to look up to himself.
你越看他, 你里面越被他的爱所感动。
The more you look at him, the more you're moved inside by his love.
起初的爱就回到。
The first love come back to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要回想,
we have to remember
我们从哪里睡了的,
where we fell.
我们要回改,
that we have to repent.
我们不能怪什么人,
we cannot blame certain man.
我们不能说, 是人伤了我,
we cannot say it is a man that wounded me.
我们更不能说, 是主绊倒了,
but we certainly cannot say that the Lord make me trip.
我们要悔改,
that we have to repent.
我们的心思意念要回转,
our heart, our mind has to change.
我们要承认说,
we have to admit that this is our weakness.
这是我们的软弱,
this is our weakness.
我们要回到,
we have to turn back to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们怎样能恢复起初的爱呢?
How can we regain the first love?
恢复起初的爱就是要回到主那里去。
To restore the first love, we have to go back to the Lord.
你要从遗传里头出来,
you have to come out of tradition,
回到基督里面,
and go back to Christ.
你要从道理里头出来,
you have to come out of doctrine,
回到基督里面去,
back to Christ.
你要从组织里面出来,
you have to come out from organization,
回到主里面去,
back to Christ.
你要从是非里头出来,
you have to come out from good or bad,
要回到基督里面去,
back to Christ.
你要从人里面出来,
you have to come out from man,
回到基督里面去,
back to Christ.
你要从你自己出来,
you have to come out from yourself,
回到基督里面去,
back to Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵向众教会所说的话,
what the Spirit says to the churches,
就是要我们回到基督里面去,
for us to go back to Christ.
这些外面的东西, 都可以放下,
all these external things can go.
行为工作可以放下,
the behavior, the works can go.
劳碌人肉, 人受可以放下,
the labor, the endurance can go.
试验恨恶都可以放下,
and testing, the hatred can go.
弟兄姊妹, 你们的眼睛不要在那里看这些东西,
brothers and sisters, do not set your eyes on these things.
不要在那里被这些东西霸占了你们的心眼,
do not let these things occupy your heart.
要从这些里面都出来,
come out from these things.
一切外面的东西里面都出来,
come out from all these outward things.
回到基督里面去,
come back to Christ.
如果你回到基督里面去的时候,
if you come back to Christ,
起初的爱在你里面出来,
the first love comes out from you,
你就能行当初所行的事。
You can do the first works.
这些事是要做的。
And all these things have to be done.
但是你现在在哪里做，与你当初所做的不同啊。
But the way you do it now is different from the way you did it before.
你现在在哪里做的是外面。
What you are doing right now is outward.
外面的不是。
Outward is not it.
你要从里面做的才是。
You have to do it from inside.
一定是从基督的生命里头出来。
It has to come out from the life of Christ.
一定要从爱里面出来。
It has to come out from love.
如果有爱，
if you have love,
你不怕没有工作。
You do not have to fear that you have no work.
你不怕没有老弱。
You do not have to fear you do not have
labor. 你不怕没有忍耐。
You do not have fear you don't have.
你不怕没有忍受。
And you will have endurance.
你不怕不能恨恶主所恨恶的。
You do not fear that you will not hate the God.
这些的东西
all these things
都有
will be there.
但是里面有爱，有爱。
But inside you have love.
圣灵向众教会所说的话
what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听。
He that has a ear shall hear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
巴不得我们披麻蒙灰在主面前。
May we repent before the Lord.
承认说我们离弃了起初的爱。
Admitting that we have left the first love.
离弃起初的爱就是离弃基督。
We have left the first love is to leave Christ.
我们要回到基督的里面去。
We have to come back to Christ.
让他的爱再一次来充满我们。
Let his love fill us once more again.
让我们忘记一切。
Let us forget everything else.
只仰望基督。
And only look to Christ.
这是圣灵向众教会所说的话。
This is what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray. Our Lord, are we thank you?
因为你是何等的忍耐。
Because you have so much patience.
还在教会中行走。
You are still among the churches.
虽然教会光景。
Although the conditions of the church.
是把你关在门外。
Are that we have to keep you out of the door.
但是你还在照顾。
But you are still caring.
还在那里呼喊。
You are still calling.
主啊，我们求你。
Lord, we ask you.
今天让我听见圣灵的声音。
But today hear the voice of the Spirit.
让我们痛悔在你面前。
That we can repent before you.
让我们回到你那里。
That we can come back to yourself.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
让我们能叫你心满意足。
Let us satisfy your heart.
当你心满意足的时候。
When you are satisfied.
我们才能满足。
That we can be satisfied.
我们感谢赞美。
We thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣的名。
Of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.